Friday and I. Wherever I went, Friday magically followed. There always seemed to have been a tree that was hollowed. And the moment I looked at food, he knew dinner was going to be good. Wherever the raccoons came out at night, Friday was always there, my fat spirit guide. Over at the Little Torchki at Veterans Beach, with easy access to water, he lived up a palm tree with his furry wife and tiny daughter. Once I got lonely and threw a little tortilla all the way up there. He popped up and it looked like he smiled, I swear. Over at Ludington State Park, at the Jack Pine Hiking Campground, I woke up at 3 a.m. hearing a strange sound. He was trying to pull out my hamburger buns, probably to feed all his furry sons. The bag was tied up in a tree. Nothing could stop him, because he was free. I got out of my tent and delivered his late-night bite by tossing it into my cranky neighbor's campsite. The whole woodland family knew that eventually I had to go back. Friday left me a little footprint on my pillow to help me pack. I was staying up in the trees, on top of ancient dunes. The only light was that of stars and the moons. I called them Nordhaus Skylands. But if you go out there, be ready for his smart little hands. Bring a travel lock to secure the zippers in your tent. And remember, Friday loves you as a friend. He means no ill intent. My dear readers, we may each need a few weeks of wilderness in our life. So start slowly packing. Buy a backpack, bug spray, and a knife. And just keep your adventure pack by the door. If life ever gets you down, smile and head for that Lake Michigan shore. You can park at the Nuremberg trailhead. And don't forget to bring a little bit of stinky cheese and a piece of stale bread.